This is a Triple J podcast.
G'day, it's Dave Mark Hazy with you for another Hack Deep Dive, and we're going to take a closer look at the wave of AI data center investment sweeping Australia. Now, some have compared it to the mining boom. Others are warning these centers are not worth the risk to the environment. What is happening here? A once-in-a-multi-generation investment boom is how some have described the billions of dollars being poured into the Australian economy to fund data centres. There are actually already more than 160 of these centres around the country, and there's about 90 more in the works. Some local communities, though, are worried.
We do not want multi-billion dollar industries to set up these environmental catastrophes in our backyard.
In a bit, you're going to hear from a politician who has a bit to say about this, Senator David Pocock. Now, he has some concerns about data centres and how Australia is going to be courting this kind of investment.
We're not actually asking the question, how will Australians benefit from this?
But first, Shannon Schubert's been looking into what it's actually like to live next door to one of these data centres.
What's it like living across the road from an AI data centre?
It's huge. It's big. It's loud. The construction's annoying.
The crane right over there has these like big blue lights that go straight through the, even when we've got the blinds down, goes right into your eyes all night.
Lucy and Felix both live in West Footscray, close to an AI data centre that's expanding. Conversations around where this tech is built and approved are heating up as we see a boom in the number of applications for new data centres with the rapid growth of AI. And there's been backlash in some communities.
We're in Rootidor, Queensland, the sunny coast. This is an AI data centre being built right here along the beach.
We do not want multi-billion dollar industries to set up these environmental catastrophes in our backyard.
But first, what even is a data centre? It's a building that contains computer equipment like servers and routers, and it runs all day every day to process, store and manage digital data. And as Footscray resident Lucy points out, they support how we live.
Can't have a smartphone and data and storage in cloud without having somewhere to put it.
Data centres aren't new. Every time you open an email, watch Netflix, scroll TikTok or use AI, all of those things require a data centre to process information. In fact, we already have 162 in Australia, and there are around 90 more in the pipeline. Melbourne's West is becoming a data centre hub. There are five in Footscray, with one expanding to double the size and an application for another one nearby. But most Footscray residents I spoke to, including Philip Webb, say they're not too fussed about the big data centre down the road.
Because it's really out of any earshot or anything like that for me personally, it doesn't really affect me.
But Lorna has concerns.
Initially, we didn't realise how big it was going to be, and we thought the data centre was only going to be the one that's actually built at the moment, and didn't quite realise it was going to be six times the size, and it's an enormous block, so it's huge.
One of the big concerns for people is energy consumption. Currently, data centres use about 2% of the electricity in Australia's main grid. That's the equivalent to 700,000 homes. But Climate Council CEO Amanda McKenzie says that could grow to more than 13% by 2040.
And the risk is if you suddenly bring on a whole lot of new demand into the system, that it will extend the life of coal-fired generators, even if the data centre companies are asking for renewable energy from the grid.
They also use a lot of water as part of their cooling systems that run 24/7.
Greater Western Water, for instance, mid-2025, they had applications totaling about 4% of Melbourne's annual water consumption. In Sydney, that could be even higher.
Data Centres Australia CEO Belinda Dennett says there's a lot of misinformation around data centres derailing the renewable energy transition.
This is one of the most forward-leaning industries on supporting the energy transition.
She says data centres are already voluntarily underwriting renewable energy projects that otherwise would not have been built.
So we think the data centre industry is actually helping us build a more resilient and a cleaner energy grid for the future.
This is a once-in-a-multi-generation investment boom that is engulfing the world.
Australia's AI data centre boom was one of the biggest contributors to growth in the economy earlier this year.
The AI investment boom, as I said, might have as profound an effect on our economy as the resources boom.
Assistant Minister for Digital Economy Andrew Charlton says the federal government will require data centres invest in new renewable energy to rely on.
We're going to require that data centres pay their full share of network infrastructure costs to ensure that those are not passed on to consumers or businesses.
In March, the government released a list of expectations for data centre developers, including sustainable water and energy management. But there's been criticism of the expectations as they're opt-in and not legally binding. The government says it's working to get the balance right. The debate, end construction, continues across the country. For the Footscray residents that have a data centre at their front door, it doesn't worry them enough to move away, but they say it has become bigger and louder than they expected.
It's a lot to live across from, I guess.
I'm sure there are far more appropriate places for data centres than 20 metres away from the front door of houses.
This is Hack on Triple J.
Shannon Schubert reporting there, and a lot of thoughts coming through on data centres on the text line now. Someone saying, nothing like building a water evaporation machine in a country that frequently struggles with drought. Another person questioning the impact this could have on power bills. Someone else saying these data centres are shockers. They're not good for Australia, is that person's opinion there. Well, look, someone who does have big thoughts on what is going on here is Independent Senator David Pocock, and he's with us now from our Parliament House studio. Senator Pocock, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Dave. Great to be with you.
Some are comparing this investment in data centres in Australia with the mining boom. Do you think it's a good thing?
Well, I'm really concerned in the rush from the government to welcome this investment and essentially prop up GDP. We're not actually asking the question, how will Australians benefit from this? How do we ensure that we have the right regulations in place, the right processes, and I think critically, the right tax settings so that when big multinationals set up shop here with something like a data centre, we actually benefit and we're thinking about things like energy and water. And the government, every time you ask them about this, they say, well, we've got national expectations. These are voluntary expectations that, you know, the CEO of one of the biggest data center companies in Australia told Alan Kohler on his podcast that these are basically just the rules that we currently have that they've chucked on a website.
Do you think we should be encouraging this investment, though? You're saying we need to have some rules around this, that we need to be making sure we're getting our fair share. But do you think that overall the investment will be a good thing?
Depends how it's done. I think that's the critical part of this. Yes, we need data centres, and I think we need to distinguish between Australian-owned, sort of sovereign-owned data centres where the data is kept here in Australia, and then what they're calling these sort of big hyperscalers, these big multinationals that want to set up data centres here to either, you know, provide compute power for their training AI models or for things like storage and other things. So, yeah, I think there's a bit of nuance to the conversation, but I'm just really concerned that the government is not doing the hard work of, one, actually ensuring that the Australian people benefit, and then, two, on the other side of things, if you ask the big question, what's this for? It's to speed up the development of AI. And in that space, the government has been missing in action. We have no AI Safety Act. We basically have almost no guardrails for this technology.
I want to get into AI in a little second, but first, I mean, the peak body representing data centres is saying any change to penalties or regulations around these centres could deter AI investment here. Is that something that you think Australia should be mindful of driving away investment at such a critical time when everyone's trying to get a piece of this pie?
Dave, the thing that concerns me about where this conversation is at is it sounds exactly like the gas industry. This is what they say. They say, well, you know, if you make any changes, then we won't come and invest. And you really want, you know, tens of billions of dollars worth of investment because then the Australian people will benefit. That happened, you know, a couple of decades ago. We now pay international prices for our own gas. We're constantly told that we're going to have a gas shortage despite being one of the biggest gas exporters in the world. And we're not getting a fair return. So let's pause before we, you know, allow these big multinationals to set up shop here and actually say, you have something that we want, that we have something that you want. We have a stable democracy. We've got land. We've got renewables. what are we going to get in exchange? And I don't think the government is doing that. They seem hell-bent on rushing to allow big multinationals to come here. And, you know, these same multinationals, when you look at tax received by the Australian government, they are pretty creative with their accounting and masters at profit shifting and not paying tax here in Australia.
Senator Pocock, with AI, I mean, firstly, I've got a question for you. Do you use AI?
Yeah, my team and I use AI. We're very open with about that, and it can be a good way to process information and make the team more productive. I guess my concern is at a federal level, we're not asking the question about, well, what is the misuses of AI and how do we stop that? And two, what's the end point? What are we heading towards? A situation where, you know, even Jobs and Skills Australia, some kind of, you know, this body set up to look at employment in Australia and what's coming, what we should be preparing for. They're sort of the head of Jobs and Skills Australia said that they reckon there'll be at least 600,000 people, jobs displaced, lost to AI. And the government just doesn't seem to have a plan for that. I think that is, one, it's so infuriating that we have this short-term decision-making that means that Australians pay the price when vested interests get their way. And I just don't think it cuts it. So there are so many questions to be answered in terms of where they're going to get electricity, where they're going to get water, where they'll be located. And I don't think we should be seeing data centres in residential areas, as we've seen in some parts of Australia and are seeing in the US.
Senator, I understand you've heard from a whistleblower who's had some stuff to say about copyright laws. What have they told you?
I'm hearing some pretty concerning reports that the government is preparing to do a major backflip on its earlier promise, where they categorically ruled out a text and data mining exception to our copyright laws. So essentially would be saying data centers, AI companies can mine Australian artists, authors, news sites, basically everything. And in exchange, you know, they'll pay some money, $350 million a year into a fund for the creative arts. And in exchange, Australia gets, you know, $50 billion of investment in data centres with an expedited approvals process. That doesn't sound like a great deal to me when you think of all the Australian artists, authors, and what their copyright is. That's their work. They should be paid for their work. And I find it astounding that the government, particularly after promising that this wouldn't happen, are now considering throwing that all away and saying to these big AI companies, yep, build your data centers here, train your models, and you have access to all Australian content. Don't worry about any copyright laws.
To be clear, we don't know that the government is considering this. Hack approached the government about it, and we know that the government's previously rejected a text and data mining exception. And the Attorney General's spokesperson told us that the government's repeatedly said that there are no plans to weaken copyright protections when it comes to AI. And then we heard from the Industry and Innovation Minister, Tim Ayres, whose office told us the government has been clear that there are no plans for a text and data mining exception. Do you have any reason to believe that this could get across the line, Senator?
Well, I've heard them say they're not going to do a lot of things. In the current debate, I'm probably not going to put much weight on that. I've been really concerned about this, been working with artists and others to really ensure that this is an issue that the government is aware of, that they know that they're going to face an enormous backlash if they do put these AI companies ahead of all Australian artists, authors, journalists. Like, this is just ridiculous that this is actually being considered by the government. And I think we've got to push back and tell them that they need to put Australians before big multinationals who want to do whatever they want to do with our data.
Yeah, a lot of people had big thoughts on this story, much concern around the position of these data centres if they're in residential zones. Some people saying, why? Why are they so close to homes, to schools? We don't feel comfortable about that. We'll obviously keep diving into this because we know data centres is a hot topic at the moment. People want to talk about it. People have big opinions. Remember, if you liked this deep dive, please subscribe to this podcast, Triple J Hack. That's what we are. And also, leave us a review. Give us a rating. We want your feedback as well, because if you tell us what you like, what you don't like, that can really steer us in the right direction. And go follow us on socials as well, at Triple J Hack on Instagram, TikTok as well. That is all for now. I'll catch you next time.